More than 100 teenagers from China are spending 4 years in the Milwaukee area. They're going to high school here in hopes it gives them a leg up in college. All intend to study in the U.S. On Monday, we reported on the students' experiences. Today, we look at what's involved in coordinating their lives, thousands of miles from home. Many American teenagers think they're pretty independent and don't need parents around. A Chinese teen, who goes by the nickname Logan, shares the sentiment. He's been away from home for months, but says he rarely feels the need to call his mom and dad.
Actually, it's always my parents who want to talk with me.
Logan is a junior at Pius XI High School on Milwaukee's West Side.
My parents miss me, and I just a little miss, not so much. And I just think it's a new experience of my life, and I feel excited about it.
Experiences such as playing in symphonic band and asking an American girl for a date. Another student, Vicky, is a senior at Dominican High School in Whitefish Bay. She agrees it wasn't a big deal to leave home.
It was okay because I'm pretty independent. I go to the boarding kindergarten.
However, it did take Vicky a while to come into her own, according to Lindsay Deneen. She counsels Dominicans international students.
She came in a little shy, kind of quiet, and I knew she was always curious about the culture and things because she would come and ask me, like, what is this homecoming dance that's coming up? Can you tell me more?
Deneen says she noticed changes as Vicky became more confident speaking English.
Once that started to grow, in addition to joining one of our sports teams, that helped her to make some new friends. And from there, she just flourished, and it's been fun to watch.
Deneen meets one-on-one with the Chinese teens if they need assistance, and she holds a lunch meeting with the students once a week to share information and review the school calendar. Today, they're clustered around tables in Dominican's art room, eating cheese fries.
Graduation for our seniors, if you guys are sticking around to see the seniors graduate, that's May 23rd. So if you are flying back, plan accordingly, okay?
The teens are part of the Wisconsin International Academy, or WIA. The program is in its second year and has students in 5 area parochial schools. WIA says they meet the organization's criteria for performance and course offerings, and public schools weren't a good option because of residency issues. Dominican Principal Edward Foy says despite the distance between his school and China, his staff reaches out to the teens' families.
We usually make 2 trips back to China every year and send one member of our staff.
The school representative holds parent conferences and attends education expos to attract new applicants. Foy says all are from well-to-do families who can afford the WIA program. It costs from $30,000 to $40,000 a year, including tuition. Foy says parents want to send their children to the U.S. to have a better chance of succeeding in college here.
You have to understand China, it's almost always one child in the family, so there's a lot invested in the future of their family is with that child. Education is a really important thing there, as it is here, and the families really want to see what's the best possible outcome for their child.
Foy says the program makes a good fit for Dominican because the school values diversity and likes to spread the Christian message. Father Paul Hartman also sees benefits for his school, Catholic Memorial in Waukesha. It's accepted a half dozen Chinese students and plans to enroll more in coming years.
Sometimes outsiders think it's only done for the finances of it. Certainly, we, like any other private school, would like to be larger, but we don't need to do this on a financial basis. We think it's purposeful to do for the experience that these kids will have in our school, but also the experience our kids will have of international students.
While the schools provide classes and extracurricular activities, WIA takes care of everything else: visas, weekend outings, and housing. A handful of students stay with families for a semester. Most live in a temporary residence hall, 2 floors of a Days Inn in Glendale. A caterer serves Chinese food for dinner. Next year, the teens will have their own dorm. Jian Sun founded WIA. He says it just bought a hotel, restaurant, and banquet hall in Wauwatosa and will renovate the buildings this summer.
Sprinkler installation, roof replacement, the swimming pool conversion to basketball places, and also fencing around this area. So we want to make this very much campus-alike.
Sun was born in China and lives in Brookfield. He says for years he's helped friends and family attend school in the U.S., so he decided to formalize the process.
We have a 40-plus staff work in China to support this program, do marketing, promotion, and recruiting admission.
Sun is so pleased with the program that he's expanding it to the Chicago area. He's made arrangements with 3 schools. They'll enroll about 30 Chinese students this fall. I'm Annalise Henzel, 89.7 WUWM.